Waterloo Regional Police are responding to reports of gunshots fired into a residence on Munch Avenue, between Hilldale Crescent and Harrison Drive in Cambridge this morning. Police issued a post on X shortly after 10 a.m. warning of an increased police presence in the neighborhood. There are no reports of anyone being injured and the road will be closed for several hours while police conduct their investigation. An officer watches over the backyard where a bullet hole can be seen in the window. Joe McGinty, Cambridge Today. Tony Singh, a family friend of the owners of the bullet-riddled home, said he came to check on the house early this morning and saw the damage. The family was away on vacation, so luckily there was no one inside of the home, said Singh. Singh added that he saw holes from what he believed to be gunshots all around the home. The backyard, side of the home and front door all had visible bullet holes. He has no idea why someone would want to fire into the home. Other neighbors heard the gunshots but were unsure they were actually from a firearm. A neighbor who asked not to be identified lived two doors down from where the shooting took place at 30 Munch Avenue and was woken up by the blasts. We heard, bang, 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 but we weren't sure what it was so we went back to sleep, said the neighbor. We thought if it was actually a gun we'd hear sirens. Cherry Greeno, Director of Corporate Communications for Waterloo Regional Police Service, was on the scene on Munch Avenue and confirmed that three units in total were hit with bullets. Bullet holes in the home's front door. Joe McGinty, Cambridge Today. As a part of the investigation, we did determine that at least two other residences also received damage consistent with gunshots, she said. At this point, it's too early to determine if it's targeted or if it's random. We're collecting as much information as we can to determine a timeline of what time these shots were fired. Greeno adds that two homes in the rear of 30 Munch Avenue on Neeson Street were also struck, but could not disclose the damage of those units or if anyone was inside at the time of the shooting. A resident who lives on Neeson Street said he heard the gunshots at 2:30 a.m. and has the footage to prove it. I walked in from work and about half an hour after I came in at 2:29 in the morning, you hear a loud noise outside, said Ahmad, who didn't want to provide his last name due to safety concerns. After immediately looking outside, Ahmad thought someone was breaking into a home or a vehicle, but then was shocked upon checking his surveillance camera. It's frightening, really, he said. Like gunshots being heard now in Cambridge and you hear more of it or more constant about it. It is scary. Ahmad showed his surveillance footage to Cambridge Today and 11 distinctive shots could be heard coming from across the street. The neighborhood is no stranger to shootings. A Kitchener man was arrested last January in relation to an incident on January 5 when almost a dozen shots were fired at a residence in the area of Sakura Street and Munch Avenue. Greeno asks if anyone has surveillance footage or witnessed the shooting to call police at 519-570-9777. Anonymous tips can be provided to Crime Stoppers at 1-800-222-8477. We are now investigating multiple residences that are reporting damages consistent with shots being fired. Increased police presence in the area for most of the day. Please avoid the area. Anyone with information is asked to contact police at 519-570-9777 or at Waterloo Crime. https://t.co/jagama66nj Waterloo Regional Police. At Warpies Today, December 18, 2024.